Parking Lot, the name of that song from Cochran and Company on WWIB. As we start the best 5 minutes today and welcome in our friend Jason Cans from Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, that song Parking Lot, you know, so he apparently got saved in a parking lot, so it made me think, like, to throw it out to listeners, and we could just say it, you know, if you had to sing a song that had to do with your spiritual rebirth, was it a particular, I guess mine would be called Salvation Army, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, so I think sometimes this is a challenge, right? I mean, because for some people, they can't pinpoint.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it would be church, you know. Dawning spiritual realization where it wasn't all of a sudden one moment where I was like, oh, I can pinpoint it to that exact time.
Yeah.
So definitely people have that story, whether it's Parking Lot or Salvation Army.
The further I've got on in mine, which is over 40 years since that, after my freshman year in college, the more I open up to plenty of other events that happened to the point that I'm like, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of the way I've told it. And then, but there's plenty of other very meaningful places where it maybe took. So,
There's actually a Matthew West song. I can't remember what the title of it is, where he kind of highlights some of those events along his journey.
History. I think it's called History.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right.
All right. Yep. Well, there we go. Usually I just kind of wait for this segment to just tell me what should be the song to play.
Yes.
We want to Mental Health Monday, and I don't come as prepared as I would like, but certainly it was 1 week ago today that it went beyond a 7 on the Richter scale in terms of impactful news, obviously with the closing of HHS and Prevea, and so many job losses and the healthcare impact. And I guess I'm top of my news this morning is HS St. Joe's in Chippewa is going to close March 22nd, so a month earlier than thought. So, but thinking about maybe just our mental health when we get unwelcome information like that, it can knock us out of our chair.
For sure, you know, and I think there's also there's an uncertainty piece that comes with it. You know, we sometimes that painful information is very disorienting. You know, and so that's deeply affected our friends who work at HSHS, Prevea. But I think even for the whole community at large, it's as you said, it's almost cataclysmic. It's like an earthquake, and everybody's like, okay, where's solid ground I can stand on?
Yes.
Because it just feels so uncertain in terms of what the current environment looks like, but also moving forward, what are the potential implications here?
Talking with one friend who is losing her job at Sacred Heart, and she just talked about spiritually just trying to trust in the Lord, saying, all right, God, this doesn't catch you unaware.
Yeah.
So, and that was really, you know, good reaction. So,
yeah, for sure.
Leaning into those everlasting arms, maybe another song we can get to this morning. All right, we've got one. By the way, enjoyed the video, a short little video clip you had in a montage of your granddaughter. And so for the rest of us to hear her babbles, I guess, a little bit. So.
Yes. Yeah, she's a lot of fun. She's one of those, I think I referred to her as a joy beam.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, for sure, that's a great thing.
All right. Well, we got one verse today. It's 1 Peter 3:7.
It says, in the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered.
How does Jason tackle that in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved? Let's find out. Husbands must not come away from Peter's words to wives feeling superior. Husbands should get to know their wives, not just information about her, but know her intimately, seeking to respect her perspectives and opinions. It's too easy for husbands to harm their wives. Men are often physically bigger, and they can manipulate my word to force submission, but that is not the way of love. Instead, go above and beyond to love, honor, and respect your spouse. Pray diligently for her. Neither one is above the other in my eyes. Love, respect, and gentleness should go both ways if you have understood my grace. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think it's too often I think we can see that evidences of people wanting to live biblically, but what they end up doing is harming others. And that idea there at the end, love, respect, and gentleness should guide our ways, right? You know, if we're people of grace, we should be guided by love, respect, and gentleness.
Very good. Have a terrific Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go, our buddy Jason Kanz. Best 5 minutes of the day.
I'm proud of that group, and I'll go anywhere with that group. And you wish you could keep it all together, but that's not the reality. So, you know, we did some really good things, but today we didn't do enough.
That is Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell after his team came up short, squandering a 17-point halftime lead in Santa Clara last night, losing to the Niners 34-31. Drew Fralick, pastor, stand-up comic, author, and friend of the show, is on the line from Detroit. Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
How's it going?
I don't know. So, like, you guys have been to the championship game lots of times, right? Some of them you've been, what, 15 times, something like that? And some of those you've lost, and some of those you've won. And
right.
For us, you know, well, this never happens. I think this hasn't happened since, what did they say,
1991.
The 1990s or something.
91, I think.
I don't know, but the vibe this morning and last night is... it's a little bit strange. It's almost like somebody died.
Mm.
Like, I'm getting texts from people I haven't talked to in a while, and they're like, I'm so sorry for your loss. You know, or like, the people are sending me condolences. They're like, my condolences on your loss. And I don't know. Should I be, maybe I'll be getting flowers later today sent to the house, and people will be setting up a meal train for me. I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah,
but,
my sense is that while you follow, you're not like a live or die kind of. I mean, you do realize there's other things in life. So,
yeah, but you know, Dan Campbell, I guess he did. This is probably a very unpopular opinion in Detroit the day after, but I think he cost us the game. You know, I think that got a little too aggressive. It was a little bit like a dog that finally caught a car and had his mouth around the tire and said, oh, we're actually winning? You know, I thought we were the ones who were going to be knocked down and getting our, you know, kneecaps. We're biting kneecaps and stuff. Oh, we're winning? Well, this is unfamiliar. What do we do here? So that's what happened. I don't know. What are your
I think
thoughts?
I only caught, like, the end of the third and the beginning of the fourth quarter, and monitoring it, the fact that the Lions were up 24-7, I was kind of like, wow. But, I think the thing is, we share this in common now, right? The Niners had never come back and won under Shanahan. Now they've done it twice against the Packers and the Lions. So misery loves company.
I know.
I kind of wonder about the fourth and three. I see a headline this morning where your Campbell says he does not regret going for it on fourth and three. That was, to me, I mean, a field goal ties the game. And then if you kick that and he makes it, then they get the touchdown. You still could tie the game with the touchdown.
He doesn't regret it, but the rest of us do.
Okay, yeah, you know? Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it's just a little too aggressive, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's sort of like the mentality of, like, we're used to always being, like, losing, and so we're going to be ultra-aggressive. But when you're winning, you got to be a little more conservative, I think. I don't know. You're a Packers fan. Maybe you could tell me, you know?
Yeah, there was something about that that type of risk that maybe was beyond the moment. I thought, you know, fourth and three, a field goal, go for it, and tie the game. So, well,
yeah,
it sounds
get
like
back in it.
You're gonna figure this out. You got the meal train getting set up.
Yeah, and yeah. The we've got the stuffed lion in the coffin. You know, we're gonna have a nice visitation today.
Okay.
So. We'll figure it out. Yeah, I'm excited to get back to life.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see.
Life beyond football. Yes.
There we go.
Thanks, Drew. Checking in with Drew and the mental health there in Detroit this morning here on WWIB. Weekend recap, Halvo and Caleb, the WIB Wake Up Show for a Make Us Laugh Monday, January 29th. Moving part of my weekend, not my wife and I, but we had our two oldest move out. And so that opened up space in some upstairs bedrooms. And so Grace and Atlanta heading up there. So good exercise, Caleb, rather than the Y, just
just go
hiking
up and
things upstairs.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. Worked up a good lather with that. Also, watching some football. The first half of the KC-Baltimore game, A lot of defense. I really thought Baltimore was going to do it, and they didn't. Kansas City moves to another Super Bowl and caught the last quarter plus of the Detroit-San Francisco game. And so heart goes out to Detroit fans today. But I'm not going to say next year because I believe it's going to be the Packers next year.
We sure hope so.
Yeah, we do. And in between there, I had a little bit of basketball. And got a Chippewa Valley this week. Then, in case you missed it because you were watching football, we talked to Jesse James, the state senator, and state representatives Karen Hurd and Jody Emerson about the big health care closures. So you can check the podcast of that at WIB.com.
Well, we had a nice and busy Saturday taking in a lot of basketball live. We started off going over to Chi High, and there was a big tournament. So my niece Piper plays on the fifth grade team for Eau Claire North. So go Huskies. And they did a great job. Playing in the game that we saw. So that was fun seeing Piper and her team play. And my sister-in-law Shannon is one of the coaches there. So we saw them play at Chi High. Then we went over to Whirlybird Coffee Co. It was flight day. And so we enjoyed some great Whirlybird coffee. That was kind of the nexus in between that first basketball game and the second one, which was Cooper's basketball game at the YMCA. So we saw Cooper and his team play. They won. I don't know if we're supposed to keep score. But they did win. The kids were very convinced of that and confirm. But, yeah, they played a good game. It was our third game of the season. I'm an assistant coach. And yeah, the kids are having fun, doing a good job, getting better every week. So we did that. Made a Costco run on Saturday afternoon, and that took up a lot of our Saturday. Yeah. So, again, basketball and Whirlybird and Costco, and really enjoyed that Saturday. Then Sunday, church and taxes and football. And so I got my taxes right on the verge of completion.
Wow.
But apparently there's some little form that the IRS does not have out until February 7th. So I'm going to have to wait a little bit longer, but it was nice to just get that off my back. I did forget to play my finishing up taxes song. I always play The Clash, I Fought the Law, and The Law Won. But I forgot to play that, so I'll have to play it when I actually submit those.
You are very consistent about getting your taxes done early. I know that.
To get it over with, brother.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Three jokes apiece, I guess, is maybe what we could call this portion, Caleb and I. So I go first. Here we go. Apparently, Caleb, 5 out of 4 people are bad at fractions.
There you go. Well, my first joke here. What do you get if you put ducks in a cement mixer?
What do you get?
Quacks in the pavement.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, yeah, you do. Hey, you know, Caleb, it's just frustrating. eBay is so useless. I tried to look up lighters, and all they had was 13,749 matches. I mean, what good is that going to be for me, you know?
I laughed too soon on that. This guy laughed too soon.
I added that extra comment.
All right. Well, why do pirates struggle with the alphabet, Halva? Why do pirates struggle with the alphabet? Because they always get lost at sea.
Yes, yes, and the letter C. Yeah, gotcha. Hey, finally for me this morning, you know, Caleb, I know a lot of jokes about retired people, but none of them work.
Saving the best for last. Yeah. I like it. All right, WIB Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. Why can't you give Elsa a balloon? Why can't you give Elsa a balloon? Because she just let it go. Right. And one extra joke here on the WIB listener line. I think we've got one from John.
Why was the egg hiding? Because he was a little chicken.
All right, there you go. Thank you, PCD John.
Yes. Well, the teams are set for Super Bowl 58. No, not the green and gold this year, but Kansas City again against San Francisco. Didn't we see this a few years ago?
Yeah, rematch of what? Super Bowl 54, I think. So it's kind of a rerun, from 4 years ago. And we have some little factoids about the Super Bowl. Even if you're not a football fan, you might find these interesting.
Yeah. For instance, you mentioned Kansas City. They beat San Francisco in Super Bowl 54, 31-20. That was Patrick Mahomes' first Super Bowl win.
The game will air on CBS on Sunday, February 11th. That's actually one of the most Googled things about the Super Bowl is when is it? Well, it's Sunday, February 11th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, so that's 5:30 Central on CBS. It will be played for the first time in Las Vegas.
Yeah, the game will be played at the Allegiant Stadium, which boasts a unique domed roof and field tray that can slide in and out. How about that?
And if you're thinking about going, maybe think again. Ticket prices range from, this is the low end,
wow,
$6,646. That's the cheap seats.
That's the cheap seats. All the way up to $60,613.
Yes, not cheap. Usher will perform during the Super Bowl halftime show.
And Reba McEntire will sing the national anthem.
Couldn't they switch those? Post Malone will sing America the Beautiful before the game, presumably.
Andra Day has been enlisted to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing, often called the Black National Anthem.
And I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Tiesto will be the Super Bowl's first ever in-game DJ.
So how will that work?
I don't know.
Finally, if you want to buy an ad for the Super Bowl, a 30-second ad during the big game is costing a record $7 million this year.
$7 million.
For 30 seconds.
For 30 seconds.
Our ad rates are a little cheaper here
we
on Web.
We don't charge quite that much on WWIB. So,
wow.
Yeah, contact us if you'd like to advertise.
Well, there's what you say, but how you say it. And so this segment, instead of saying.
So some ideas from the internet, of course, that people say, hey, instead of saying this, you could say this. It gets creative.
Yeah. For instance, someone suggested instead of saying I'm mad at someone, they say my enemies have succeeded.
How about this one? Instead of saying he's full, my friend says his waistband is suffering.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There we go. Livia, right? Livia,
there you go.
Sign up.
Get rid of that.
Someone said, instead of saying that someone is stupid, his friend says, wisdom is chasing her, but she's faster.
That's really good. How about this one from the internet? My friend doesn't like or heart social media posts. They say they help them rise to the next level. Guess what, the algorithm or something when you like their post?
Oh, yeah.
See, right. I think that's what they're going for. I don't know.
Instead of saying I'm tired, someone says my energy's on vacation.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Things you can say instead of saying a more typical phrase. Instead of saying I'm hungry, I say my stomach is echoing.
Yeah. Instead of saying that's surprising, someone suggests reality just twisted its plot.
There you go. And how about this final one? When my husband or I make a wrong turn, the other one says, it's okay, we're exploring unknown paths.
There we go, that's a positive spin.
There you go. Some creative ways to say everyday things.